It's the Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels, back after a week-long sabbatical. I was down in Mexico, and it was very, very interesting to go down there because, for one, the skies were not covered in chemtrails. As soon as I got back to New York, what do you think I saw all over the place? Lines being formed, lines being smudged, a completely grayed-out sky as if all of it was smeared with pastels. I mean, this it's just beyond unavoidable at this point. And for anybody that still denies the existence of chemtrails and geoengineering, well, you just can't talk to them anymore. They are so clueless and so idiotic that they can just stay in their little bubble and be completely tossed to the side. It's not even worth talking about anything with them. They probably still believe in masks and mandates and shots and all this. Oh, by the way, now I'm not sure if any of you out there have run across this, but I know multiple people, from friends to friends of friends, that have all described the same kind of guttural in them. Now, I want to do this as an experiment, because so ask around, see if you could find with all this. They're all complaining of acid reflux type symptoms, but when they are tested out for this, they are getting these tests coming back as negative. So in other words, they don't have acid reflux, but they exhibit the same kind of things. Guttural can't eat things anymore, can't drink things anymore. They have to go on a very, very basic diet. Now, here's my little opinion on it. You know where I'm going. Are we looking at long-term adverse events from these gene therapy injections? I would say yes, because if you have spike proteins floating around the body all over, and it is now affecting liver, kidneys, gallbladder, all the rest, we're potentially looking at a way that people can no longer eat properly anymore. That's something that we should be very, very disturbed about. And let's do that experiment. Let's see if there's anything else out there that we could potentially run across. So while I was out, I mean, what did we have? I mean, we had this Baltimore bridge collapse. And there's no way that I'm ever going to believe that it was just an accident. I mean, we found out that the navigation system was out just prior to it. Oh, by the way, there's no ship black box that was recording just moments before it crashed into the exact same pillar that needed to collapse the whole bridge. Then we saw little photos of what seemed to be demolition charges on the bridge. Now, I'm not of that. I mean, I might as well be in most cases, but I haven't researched it enough to say definitively I would suspect something else. But I will say this about the whole thing. I would not be surprised in any sense that this ship was hijacked and control was given over to whoever decided to hijack the ship and ram it into that particular bridge as a way to get a message across. And that is, stop effing with us. This could be done by Russians. It could be done by Chinese. It could be even done by the domestic Bolsheviks that have some kind of axe to grind to limit the influence and economic power of the United States. Hello, Barack Obama. Could be any one of those people. But my opinion, no way am I going to believe that was an accident. How many times have ships gone through that area with no issues whatsoever? What are the odds that this ship loses its ability to control itself directly before it approaches that exact load-bearing pillar? I mean, the odds are astronomical. So you know where I'm going with this. It is going to be the summer of love. It's going to be more idiocy coming from the Democrats. And we're going to be dealing with more problems that look like accidents, that, you know, minor protests. Meanwhile, cities are burning behind the mainstream media outlets that are recording the minor protests, on and on and on. You know, the same kind of nonsense that we're being forced to deal with since 2016. It's getting old, but here we are. And it needs to be approached. It needs to be stopped. It just the whole thing. There needs to be an enema. How about that? To quote Batman with Michael Keaton. There needs to be an enema of this town, and it needs to be fast, because America is not going to survive what's going on. And all of these people on the left, especially the vaunted PBS, they don't have scruples anymore. You can't trust these people. Growing up, PBS to me was, oh, it's fair and balanced, and everybody can watch PBS and know that they're getting both sides of the story, completely unbiased, because it's getting government funding. And it was brought to you by viewers like you. Oh, so that just changes the whole thing. That should be trusted because I'm funding it. That's great. And I like fair issues or fair stories. Well, it's not that. It hasn't been that way for a very long time. As we all know, if some organization like PBS that relies on donations wants to remain in business, then they're going to have to run stories with a bias based upon those donations and the opinions of those donors. Not that hard to comprehend. Well, now PBS's News Hour is signaling the alarm, shooting up flares, banging the war drums, sending up smoke signals. It is going to be a disaster if Donald Trump gets back into the White House, especially for the LGBTQers. What is going to happen? Donald Trump, quote unquote, is going to roll back the civil rights of the LGBT people and purge them from the country. Not my words, that's theirs. Can you believe these idiots? How dumb do their viewers have to be to truly believe that the United States in any way is going to, one, roll back the rights of LGBTQ people? What rights have they been suddenly given other than preferential treatment in the hiring and firing process? In other words, known as bias and bigotry against people that aren't LGBTQ people. Next, what kind of purge are these idiots trying to convince us is going to occur? Are they going to round up gay people? Are they going to put them into concentration camps? Are they going to shoot them all and bury them in mass graves? Or worse yet, could it be that they're going to gas them all? What kind of idiot would even give this story or PBS any integrity? This is stupid. This is the dumbest pile of crap I've heard yet. So, William Brigham made the assertion that, oh my goodness, here we go. On the campaign trail, Trump has been talking about what he plans to do if elected in November. That includes rolling back the rights of millions of LGBTQ people. It's part of a wider playbook to undo many modern civil rights advances for minority groups. Like what? Like what? How about removing DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, or otherwise known as didn't earn it? How about removing that? How about hiring people based upon their experience and skill sets rather than their race? We hear stories all the time now about how the airline industry is being forced, well, actually, probably voluntarily, making unqualified people pilots. And I read one story from, I guess, an airline out in England over the past week, how these people, the current pilots, meaning the trained pilots, the ones that are actually pilots, they may have served in the military and then joined an airline or an air carrier, they are worried because they're coming up on retirement and they're having to train these DEI candidates. And they say that these people would only pass these tests on a very, very lucky day. And that means they don't have the skill sets to fly a plane. So would you really want to be on an airline with an unqualified pilot and an equally unqualified co-pilot? Is that the very definition of equity? Equal in idiocy? No, that should not be it. So is this what rolling back rights are? You're giving unqualified people an opportunity over qualified people? Is that what we're rolling back here? So he continues on by interviewing some stooge, Baron Lopez, who, by the way, works at CNN, so immediately you know where this jerk is coming from. He complained that Trump will rescind health care protections for transgender people and urge Congress to define gender. Oh, and gender would be fixed at birth. What a novel idea that is. So Trump, he's going to stop a multi-billion dollar industry. See, first day back, kind of having the words tumble out of my mouth, but that's okay. By stopping this transgender industry, by lobbing off reproductive organs of children, that is the rights that he's trying to stop. That doesn't sound like rights to me. That sounds like the medical industry trying to create a cash cow and sterilizing a population. That's what that sounds like. Because once you do these kinds of experiments, surgeries and affirming their true gender, then what you create is an insurance claim for life, because these people will never be physically and mentally normal again. I'm sorry to tell you that. What these people need that are going through all of these surgeries, they need true psychological help if they are experiencing this. And they need doctors and parents that are going to push back on this immediate diagnosis of, oh yeah, sure, within 30 minutes, you can be placed on all kinds of anti-androgen drugs, puberty blockers, whatever you want. There's no problem. So is this the rights that they're really rolling back? No, they're actually protecting people with potentially genuine mental problems that need true help to walk them through whatever it is they're feeling. Lobbing off reproductive organs ain't the answer. It is if you're in big pharma, because then you've got a patient for life that will be taking God knows how many pills for the physical ailments and the mental ailments, and God knows how many visits they're going to require. Or even worse, what happens if this person wants to detransition? They're up the creek on that one. And he even went on to say this plan also is trying to stop any and all acknowledgement of an acceptance of gender identity and LGBTQ people, period. Is this true? No, it isn't. It is nonsense. Nobody is saying anything about eliminating the rights and eliminating LGBTQ people. It is idiots abound. You can't even describe how stupid this sounds. And furthermore, they are unraveling all of the DEI stuff. And essentially, what is it? It's an anti-white policy. It's a way the Democrats can say that they've done something for people of color, or BIPOCs, right? Is that the right phrase now? They couldn't get through reparations. So what did they do to try and get over that hurdle? What they did was they allowed DEI, they allowed critical race theory, and they allowed the wiping out, effectively, of college loans, because they all know that industry is beyond corrupt, especially if the government is footing the bill for all of the loans for kids. They can't do reparations, so they stack the deck in their favor. Trump, once again, is supposedly part of a plot to eliminate people of color, because once he gets in there, he even said that he wants to remove the idea of diversity and equity out of the military, the Department of Justice, the government, and all the rest. Once again, Trump is saying, hey, let's hire, fire, and promote people based upon their experience and skill set regardless of race, or whether or not they like to go clam diving on each other. And if they are bisexual, gay, straight, lesbian, it doesn't matter. Can they do the effing job, yes or no? And if so, what do they need compensation-wise for them to effectively do it and retain that talent? Not a big deal. Not a hard concept to understand, and it shouldn't be startling to anybody at this point, that's what most people in the United States and most workers in the United States actually want. Nobody cares about your race. Nobody cares about which person you like to go down on and whether or not you're gay or nobody cares about it. What they do care about is whether or not you can do the job and whether or not you're an asshole. That's it. Not a big deal. And speaking of assholes, we had Governor Hochul, because there was that cop funeral that happened last week out on Long Island in Massapequa Park. Trump showed up to that, and he was welcomed. He gave a eulogy on the same day that you had Clinton. Well, he didn't give the eulogy, I don't think. But on the same day that Clinton, Biden, who else was there? Clinton, Biden, Obama. They were going to a fundraiser being held by Stephen Colbert. And they had Lizzo, who is beyond enormous, perform, quote unquote, by rolling around on the ground and spreading her legs. Nobody wants to see that. First off, nobody wants to see Lizzo in lingerie. Second off, nobody wants to see this fat cow moo away about some crap and then expose her hoo-ha to everybody. Nobody wants to see that. Governor Hochul tried to get into that funeral. And supposedly, now there are pictures of this, supposedly Governor Hochul of New York had words with the widow, and the widow said, absolutely not, you aren't welcome here, and she did not get into that funeral for the photo op that she wanted, but Donald Trump did. That's how stupid Governor Hochul is. Does she really think that voters don't understand the damage she has done to this state, the damage that her Democrat Party, her dumb attorney generals, her dumb mayors, Eric Adams, does she not understand that people can actually think, especially voting people can think? I don't think these Democrats really understand what's going on here. These people are beyond corrupt. They're beyond stupid. And I think they're going to try and plan something that is potentially damaging. Because, as everybody knows right now, you have the eclipse coming up. And they're saying it's a big deal. We've got all of these dates. We've got all of these numerologically significant numbers going around and all this. But you have to be suspicious about all this. And the reason why I say that, you have the state of New York, particularly the state police, coming out and warning everybody about the eclipse and safety precautions that you should be taking, like making sure that your cell phones are charged and make sure you've got your chargers with you. Also, and this is according to StatenIslandLive.com, make sure that you are fueled up and charged up the day before the eclipse event. Make sure you've got food and water for the day, and make sure that you've got extra supplies on hand. Maybe you need enough supplies for 2 or 3 days. Also, avoid the roadways during that kind of event. Now, why are they suggesting that you do all of these things for an eclipse? Why is NASA supposedly launching 3 rockets into the eclipse shadows to test out the electromagnetic fields during a solar eclipse? Why is CERN suddenly being fired up almost 2 years to the day, or not 2 years to the day, but 2 years later after it's been shut off, miraculously, on April 8th itself? A lot of coincidences going on here, and none of it makes sense unless you are planning to do something. Could we be looking at some kind of false flag electromagnetic pulse event where the certain portions of the power grid go down? Whether or not this is false flag or not is irrelevant, but the situation could in fact occur. And are we going to suddenly get ushered into some kind of new world order BS? That's the real issue here. That's the real problem. They will never, ever, ever cease to try to subvert a natural event here, like an eclipse, and blame it on some kind of catastrophic event to control even more of the population, to push through new legislation. Watch this. It'll be 15-minute city related, Green New Deal related, and all the rest, where, oh, we have a vulnerable grid, so we need to make sure that we've got steps in place to have the power for everybody be centralized. And we're going to have to run that power and make sure that there's only a certain amount of energy going to each location so that the grid runs more efficiently. And wouldn't you know it, it's going to be run by AI, which is going to be riddled with woke policies on energy and climate change. That's what we're talking about here. That's what the Governor Hochuls of the world would wish happen. So make sure that you're prepared for this eclipse, because anything could go on with these neurotic lunatics. That's going to be it for me. Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. I'll be back as always for the rest of the week. And I promise you to have a little bit more energy than today's show. I won't be mumbling over and fumbling over my words as much as I was today, but that's all right. You know what to do. Like me, find me, share me everywhere you go.